Praise be Jesus Christ. In the epistle today, St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he exhorts us to be followers of God as most dear children, children of light. And then he goes on to explain what that entails, namely, walking in love, which involves sacrifice according to the example of Christ. Then he tells us that the follower of God will bear fruit, that fruit being goodness, justice, and truth. So first of all, he talks about being God's children. When is it that we become God's children? How do we become God's children? Well, it's by baptism. When we're baptized, we're incorporated into Christ, and we become adopted sons and daughters of God. We become children of God. We become children of light. That means children of the truth that we profess to believe in the rite of baptism itself, namely the Apostles' Creed, that compendium, that summary of our faith. And so if we are God's children and children of light, then we must walk in love, sacrifice according to the example of Christ. St. Paul says, "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath delivered himself for us, an oblation and a sacrifice to God." You see the connection here between love and sacrifice. Sacrifice being the sure sign of love. In fact, we're in this Lenten season, which is all about sacrifice. We all give something up. We practice the works of penance, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. But we have to remember that our Lenten sacrifices are not for their own sake, but they have a goal, an end, and the end is greater love. That's why we sacrifice. The more we die to ourselves, the more we die to our own self-love, the more we can give ourselves in love to God and to the service of neighbor. Then St. Paul talks about the first sacrifice that must be made if we are children of God, children of the light and the truth. One who follows God must first and foremost sacrifice sin, give up sin, abandon a sinful life. And he mentions, as he often does in his writings, a little list of sins that we ought to give up. Now, here again, we have a good chance to examine our conscience. He says, fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, obscenity, foolish talking, scurrility. That last one I had to look up, it means bad language. So one who does these things does not walk in love, and therefore cannot enter the kingdom of God, will be eternally lost. St. Paul, again, says, "For know you this and understand that no fornicator or unclean or covetous person hath inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." That means they're not going to heaven, that these are mortal sins which robs God's grace from the soul. And if someone dies in that state, they are eternally lost. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. Then he goes on to warn us against those who teach otherwise. How often do we hear today, "Oh, come on, everybody's doing it. You know, no one waits for marriage anymore. The church needs to update her teaching, get with the times." St. Paul warns us against people who speak like that. He says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the anger of God upon the children of unbelief." You see the contrast here between the followers of God, the children of God, the children of light, and the children of unbelief. Those who talk like that saying, you know, everybody's doing it. The church needs to update her teaching. St. Paul saying, these are the children of unbelief. They're unbelievers. They've lost that supernatural faith. So let us be resolved this Lent to walk as children of the light. And we will be sure to bear the fruit that St. Paul speaks of, goodness, justice, and truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.